I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Last year, more than 1.4 million American veterans received specialty mental health services related to their combat deployments. To talk about a telemental health service available to vets in South Carolina and neighboring states is Dr. Hugh Myrick from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. Myrick, as an associate professor of psychiatry in the Military Sciences Division at MUSC and also associate chief of staff mental health service line at the VA Medical Center in Charleston, tell us about this mental health service for veterans in our state that uses video teleconferencing.
This is probably one of the most exciting endeavors that I've been involved with in my career. We noticed years ago that it was difficult to provide evidence-based therapies to our veterans living in rural areas. By that, I mean that we can hire in the kind of professionals that can deliver that care at a major medical center, a major city like Charleston. However, hiring those same professionals in an area such as maybe Beaufort, South Carolina, or even Myrtle Beach or Savannah, Georgia, was a little bit more difficult. So we thought, well, we have these technologies where we can actually speak to people, such as Skype-like technologies. So why don't we use those to actually see our veterans located in these rural areas?
Dr. Myrick, how does an actual telemental health appointment really work in practical terms?
A patient can show up at a different setting, such as, say, Beaufort, South Carolina, and they're sitting in a room, and they have the screen in front of them, and they're actually seeing their therapist or psychiatrist who's sitting here in Charleston. Now, we began this process just taking care of veterans, mainly in Myrtle Beach, Savannah, Beaufort, and Goose Creek. And now we've expanded this out to we're actually seeing veterans in Florence, Spartanburg, Greenville, Orangeburg. So we're growing this almost seems like monthly.
And why is it so important for the veterans who perhaps might have post-traumatic stress disorder? Why is it important for them to get started with this kind of therapy that you're talking about or help?
We know this therapy works. We have the data that says if a person takes part in these therapies, they do get better.
And what are the benefits specifically for some of the veterans who have completed this program?
We're actually getting these people back to functioning. And we can look across the board and see that when people come in, they have very high PTSD scores. And once they go through 8 to 12 sessions of these evidence-based psychotherapies, these scores drop dramatically.
And 8 to 12 sessions you mentioned, is that the norm once a veteran gets started with this telemental health program?
Absolutely. In years past, we thought this was something that went on for months and maybe for years. It was supportive types of groups, etc. And that's not the way that we look at it anymore. We look at this as something that someone comes in and participating in an evidence-based type of psychotherapy like prolonged exposure, and we see dramatic results. We see a lot of depression. We also see alcohol abuse that go hand in hand along with PTSD symptoms. And therefore, we look at treating the veteran as a whole and making sure that we address all of these different problems that they might be having.
Dr. Myrick says that the first step for veterans to participate in this telemental health program is to contact their nearby Veterans Affairs facility.
Make a call to the VA, and usually you can look online and find the main number and just ask for eligibility at that particular VA, and they can walk you through the process.
Dr. Myrick, thank you so much for providing details about telemental health services for veterans.
Thank you for the opportunity.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.